Welcome to The Listening Post from WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. Every week we choose a local news topic and open up the conversation to thoughts and opinions from across the city and the Gulf Coast. We took a breather last week. We're back to discuss housing costs in New Orleans.
I have a beautiful house in Uptown. It's listed at $295. It's
about Bart Gillis is a Keller Williams real estate agent who focuses on New Orleans historic districts. And Gillis says business is good these days.
I think that our profile as a city hasn't been this high since the 1850s. And I think it's just a matter of people wanting to be here.
From Napoleon to Nicolas Cage, New Orleans has always been a coveted home base. A fun fact, unless you're trying to live here on a more modest income. The real estate website Zillow says during the 80s and 90s, New Orleanians spent 13% of their income on housing. That number shot up to 35% in the past few years.
At some point, I just kind of reconciled myself to the fact that I would not be able to afford a house in the neighborhood where I grew up.
Alarming housing statistics ring true for St. Rock native Elizabeth Elmwood. 2 years ago, she decided she was ready to stop renting from her parents and buy a home of her own. She says she had to move across the St. Claude Bridge to find something she could afford.
You know, it used to be you could get a house in a more up-and-coming neighborhood for under six figures, and obviously those days are over.
Listening Post producer Kate Richardson's been busy moving houses lately. Where'd you move? How much are you paying?
That's none of your business, Jesse. Actually, I'm just kidding. Those are the exact same things that we've been asking people all week. We asked them where they would live in New Orleans if they could live anywhere in the city, and also how much they're paying currently. Let's start off with some voices from our Listening Post recording devices.
If I could live anywhere in New Orleans, I think it would be where I currently live, in Algiers Point. Rent a month is $1,100, and that includes all utilities and Wi-Fi.
If I could live anywhere in New Orleans, it would be Uptown, the Grand District. I was displaced after Hurricane Isaac, and I'm in the East now. The cost has gone up. I was paying $400, now I'm paying $700.
Housing in New Orleans is not affordable. About 4 years ago, I was paying $600 for a small two-bedroom in this Gentilly area. And now I'm paying $950, kind of like in the same area, and it's affecting my family negatively because I have other bills and I have to work more.
And as usual, we also sent out our questions via text message. Here's some responses we got. I would love to live in Mid-City, but can't afford it. The same $1,200 that gets me two floors of a raised double in Broadmoor would get me probably 800 square feet. Someone else said, I'd love to move back uptown off Ferret, but the rent rates have doubled. We now live in Baton Rouge while finishing grad school, and it doesn't look like we can afford to move home to NOLA. And lastly, the job market doesn't support the rents, and affordable here typically just means low-quality, aging housing in need of maintenance. If you want to see more comments, and we did get plenty of them this week, you can head to our Tumblr page, which is listeningpostnola.tumblr.com.
Enjoy decorating your new house, Kate. Let us know when the Listening Post housewarming party is.
You'll get that invitation in the mail.
Let's rejoin our housing experts for some parting shots. Local real estate agent Bart Gillis.
You know, for the longest time, I felt like this could be a bubble. But if the forces that are causing what's happening continue, I think it's more like a new reality.
Those forces include, among other things, out-of-towners from more expensive markets who see a deal here. Local house seekers like Elizabeth Elmwood are happy to see the city getting fixed up, but worried about the disparity that can create.
My biggest concern is seeing a completely polarized city with the haves and the have-nots, and you have completely destitute people living on Section 8 and affluent people who are only seasonal residents and who don't demand accountability from local government because they're so wealthy that they're not reliant on our thoroughly dysfunctional public services.
That's all for this week, Listening Posters. Hurricanes are on the horizon. Next week, we'll be asking you to name storms and talk about disaster preparation. Text 504-224-5314 to share your thoughts and stories. Find out more about us at wwno.org. Hit us up. We'll see you at the Listening Post.
Let's move to the country.